வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of May, 1976, in Fiji.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
So, ladies and gentlemen, today is very auspicious day that in your country, beautiful land, Fiji, we are now going to establish a temple of Karyadaman Krishna. Of course, the deities, Kara Krishna, and Guru Gauranga also will be there. There will be three compartments in the fashion of our Vrindavan temple. And I thank you very much for your encouraging association in this matter. It is said, ஸ்ரீவிக்கிரஹாராதன நித்தனானா சிங்கார தன்மன் தீரமார்ஜனாதோ யுக்தஸ்ட பக்தாங்ஸ நிகுஞ்ச தோபி வந்தே குர ஸ்ரீ சரணாரவிந்தம். குரு, there are so many other things, குரு's qualification, there are eight verses in the prayer of Guru. The first verse is Sanghara Dhamma Naradira Loka Tranaya Karunya Ganaganatyam Prakta Shakalyana Gunanamasya Bandi Guru Sri Charanara. Guru's first business is to deliver the suffering humanity from the forest fire of this material existence. This material existence is compared with forest fire. You know, there is fire in the forest, big forest, nobody goes there to set fire, but automatically there is fire. Therefore, this material existence has been compared with the forest fire. Here everyone wants to become happy, but there is fire. Even if we do not want, there is fire, miseries. Because this place, this material world, is place for suffering. It is confirmed by Krishna Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Dukhalayam asasavam. This place is for suffering. But under the spell of Maya, sufferings we have taken as happiness or enjoy. This is called Maya. Actually, there is no enjoyment here. Where is enjoyment? When we have to die, then where is the question of enjoying? Does anyone want to die? No, nobody wants to die. If there is some danger, immediately we shall flee. There is death. Nobody wants to die. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the four principles of unhappiness is described by the Supreme Lord. Janmamrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosan darsanam. Those who are intelligent, they will see four principles of major suffering. What is that? Janmamrityu jarabhyadhi. To take birth to die and to suffer from disease and to become old. So long you have got this material body, you have to suffer. Now, under the spell of Maya, you can accept suffering as enjoyment. That is your business, but it is suffering. So therefore, Guru's business is to deliver the disciple from the suffering condition. Samasara dhava nadalira roga tranaya karunya dhanaganatam. So one who has got this mercy from the Supreme Lord, and he can deliver his Guru. So Gurus, out of many other businesses, one business is Sri Vigrahaya Dhananityanama, to establish temple for regularly worshipping the deity of the Supreme Personality of God. Sri Vigrahaya Dhananityanama, and to worship the deity very nicely, to decorate, to dress, to cleanse the temple, to offer nice foodstuff, distribute prasadam, these are the activities of the temple. Unfortunately, people are in so much ignorance that they have forgotten everything. They are living like cats and dogs, animals. So, this is a great opportunity that you are going to open a nice temple here. So not only open temple, but you take part yourself. How to decorate the deity, how to cleanse the temple, how to offer nice prasadam, how to distribute prasadam, how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu ki tananitta gita baditra madan manasurasi rumanchakampasu taranga bhaju bandi gurasi charna. So, the opportunity has come by the endeavor of our Mr. Punja. He is to be known as Vasudev Das. Henceforward, his wife Bhagavati and his brother Bhuvanmohan. So, my request is, I am traveling all over the world. It may not be possible for me to see you very frequently, but I expect to come again and again. But I entrust the matter to you all. I will send help of home as far as possible. Now, you have to take care of your own business, this up temple, and always remember that according to your capacity, you can serve the Lord. It is not that one who is worshipping the deity, decorating the deity, offering arati, he is in better position than the person who is cleansing the temple. Both of them equal. In the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. Absolute. Yes, here there is distinction between higher grade and lower grade service. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. Everything is spiritual service. So, that will realize one after another. Now, only request is that you take very active part in this temple business, and especially in the matter of Savaram Kirtanam Vishnu. Savaram Kirtanam. We have got so many books, 52 books, 400 pages each. If you simply finish this reading and hearing of this book, perhaps your whole lifetime will be engaged. So, kindly do this. Everyone, come hear what is spoken about Krishna. Krishna katha means words or narration or description about Krishna. There are two Krishna kathas especially. One is the Bhagavad Gita, the katha, the words which is spoken by Krishna. This is Krishna Katha. And another is Srimad Bhagavata, which is spoken about Krishna. That is also Krishna Katha. So Krishna Katha and the main temple should be always filled up with Krishna Katha and distribution of Krishna Prasadam. In this way, develop your Krishna consciousness and be happy in this world and in the next. It is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid, then you are putting yourself in dangerous cycle of birth and death. It is not a fiction or whims. It is compulsory, imperative. Everyone should become Krishna conscious. If he does not become, then he is risking his life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for saving all members of the human society without any distinction. There is no such question, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, or no. Everyone can join, even one is born in low-grade family. That is Krishna's order. Maam hipata prapat srishtya jepishu pāpa yona. Kimpana brahmana punya vatya rāja sarasya. Even one is born in low-grade family. He has got the facility of joining this Krishna consciousness movement. And everyone has the capability to understand it, every human being. Otherwise, how in the Western world all these boys and girls who have joined 10,000 in number, same, they are coming from different family, but they have taken Krishna consciousness so seriously. So if you yourself become serious and distribute this Krishna consciousness knowledge, the inhabitants of this island, Fiji Island, they will be also benefited and they will be also delivered. We have no such distinction. But everything must be done under proper direction and under the rules and regulations. So try to carry out and construct the temple very nicely and enjoy spiritual consciousness. Thank you very much.